Welcome back to the Kentucky Derby AT&T Morning Line. With us today is Kentucky Lieutenant Governor Jeanine Hampton. Good morning, Lieutenant Governor. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Great to have you with us today and to talk about some neat things going on. Derby week, always a fun, exciting week in Louisville and the state of Kentucky as well. Has to be an exciting time for you as Lieutenant Governor.
Oh, it's very exciting. And, of course, as you know, the Lieutenant Governor hands out the trophy on Oaks Day. So that's pretty exciting. I get to cross the track and actually watch that particular race from the rail.
Okay. And, you know, part of that is about women, women's issues, women's health issues, the pink, and they do the parade, survivors, the victory lap and so forth, and that's kind of make it special too to see what's going on in honor of women there that day.
It does. Of course, Oaks is the running of the fillies, so mm-hmm. everybody tries to rock some pink in their
Absolutely.
In their outfits, but there's a breast cancer survivor walk that I participate in, and that's special to me because breast cancer runs in my family, and so my mother and two sisters are all breast cancer survivors. And to do that, to honor them is amazing.
I think that's wonderful. How's your mom doing? I haven't seen her with you in quite
some time. She's doing fantastic. She will be attending Derby this year.
Will she?
Awesome.
I bet she has a nice hat picked out.
She does.
Well, tell us, do you have a nice outfit picked out for Friday?
I do. I try not to overthink it. I really don't uh-huh. overthink it, and it comes together beautifully, and it looks great. And I don't like to spend a lot of money on a hat either, something that I'm going to use one time.
One time, right?
Yes. the Dave Ramsey and me won't allow me to do that.
Understand. Well, let's talk about something very near and dear to your heart, the Entrepreneur Challenge. Something you started when you became Lieutenant Governor, and boy,
yes.
this has really taken off, hasn't it?
It has. This is the third year of that contest, and for those who don't know, it's a Shark Tank type of business pitch contest for Kentucky's high schoolers, and we award scholarship money that I raise by going to private companies and asking them to donate, and we just had the finals a couple of weeks ago, and some wonderful ideas, and of course that particular contest, the next Lieutenant Governor is not obligated to continue it, so okay. I'm looking for a long-term home, and we have some entities that are interested.
Well, you would think, based on some of the things that have happened there, Lieutenant Governor, that somebody would want to continue that program.
They do, and as I said, there are a handful of entities that are interested in it, so I think you'll see it going forward. You'll see it next year, and it'll be bigger and better.
You may be familiar with a couple of young people from our community, Cade Blight and Gracie Knight.
That's
who
right.
Who won this year. They did a great job.
They did a fantastic job. They did an absolutely fantastic job.
And, you know, they came and visited with us on the radio. That's a neat program they've done, the alert bracelet and the things they're working with. And, mm-hmm. and that's what it's all about. You've seen a lot of great ideas come from this over the years, haven't you?
Yes, I have. And, you know, what I tell students is even if they don't win, just going through the experience, going through the motions of taking your idea and fleshing it out and looking at all the issues you should be considering when you're thinking about starting a business, they have learned so much by competing in this contest.
Mm-hmm.
They're amazing.
It's amazing, yeah, amazing what they do. And you know, this falls right into what you wanted to encourage all along. Is young people to continue to go, continue to move to the next level, continue to take their education to the next level too, with a purpose.
Absolutely. Well, it's not just take your education to the next level, but for me, education is ongoing. I'm a lifelong
right.
learner, and you may or may not be sitting in a classroom, but you should always be learning something.
Absolutely.
Right now, I'm trying to learn to install wooden flooring in my.
Oh, really?
Home. Yes.
Good luck with that. Been there, done that.
yeah. Yeah. Right. All those wonderful projects there, right?
I do. You know, it's relaxing. Actually, it really is. It's trying to figure it out. It's taken a lot longer. I could have hired somebody and it would have been done, but just yeah. trying to figure out the process, just trying to figure out how to level the floor was interesting.
Wow. That's something. Another career one of these days, right? Well, have you had a chance to look at the Kentucky Oaks and Derby? A lot of great horses this year.
You know, I have not, but you know what I do every year? I usually choose by the jersey color.
I love that.
Or the number.
Ah.
And I've done very well picking him that way. If anybody's got purple, if anybody's got some purple in their jersey, I'll be
Look
betting
out.
On them.
All right. Look out.
All right. Look
out.
For the purple.
I know you'll have a great week this week. We look forward to a great celebration. You guys always host some special guests in Kentucky for Derby. I'm sure you guys will have a whole host of people here to visit with you and be special guests of the state.
This is actually working for me. This is actually part of my official duties, Oaks and Derby. And, of course, Oaks is now about as big as, Derby Day is. Of course, we're backing up into Thursday, and they call that Thurby, and that's starting to grow, too. But it's a time of working for both myself and the governor. And we've got some guests, and we're showing off Kentucky.
Right.
We are showcasing Kentucky. We are in the spotlight, and there's a lot to be proud of.
Agreed.
I'm sure it has to be a neat feeling to be able to enjoy the Derby and see it run and feel all the excitement there around it on Derby Day, too.
It is.
And Oaks Day.
It is. You know, it's awesome to be a part of this.
Absolutely.
It really is. I'm honored to serve Kentucky. I've been honored to serve Kentucky. It's been so much fun. And this particular time period is one of the more fun times of the year.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Lieutenant Governor Jeanine Hampton, thank you so much for all you've done for your term and service
and
for the Entrepreneur Challenge, which you've done with that. It's been a great pleasure to visit with you this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Cindy?
And our Derby coverage is brought to you this year by Hopkinsville Outdoor Equipment, Herb Hayes Furniture, Commonwealth Agri-Energy, Heritage Bank, Robin Foods and Gifts, Hancock's Neighborhood Market, and Home Place Mortgage.
And for Cindy Allen, I'm Alan Watts for the Kentucky Derby AT&T Morning Line.